WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Bluegrass is a very unusual genre of music in that it's basically the creation of one man, Bill Monroe, who was born in 1911 and is still out there singing and picking mandolin for the fans. Music critic Milo Miles has been listening to a new comprehensive anthology of Monroe's works, which Milo says goes well with a recent documentary film on the history of bluegrass itself.
Oh, the people would come from far away, the day stole night till the break of day. When the caller hollered, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pin was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill of the town, Uncle Pin played the fiddle on high, we rang, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
No doubt about it, bluegrass has strange effects on people. They either don't get it at all or develop almost religious devotion to the form, regarding it as a stronghold of folk purity and integrity. Another puzzle is which is more fascinating, the music or Bill Monroe, the man who invented it in the 40s. The name comes straight from his band, the Bluegrass Boys. Just what is it that Monroe concocted anyway? Put perhaps too simply, Monroe is the last and greatest leader of a traditional country string band, the type of ensemble that played backwoods parties in the southern U.S. long before there was even a record industry. Indeed, when Monroe started as a duet singer with his brother Charlie in the 1930s, they were merely an excellent example of the brother teams that were an established staple of country music. When he went out on his own, Monroe had big instrumental ideas. He has always given abundant credit to his fiddler uncle, Pendleton Vandeveer, and a black blues guitarist, Arnold Schultz, for influencing how he played. But they almost seem to be stand-ins for dozens of sources Monroe pulled into his sound. He may have began simply trying to imitate the runs of a fiddle with his mandolin, but soon there was no mistaking his tough, fast, sleek solos. A superlative early example is Bluegrass Breakdown. That number also includes Monroe's two most famous sidemen, singer and guitarist Lester Flatt and banjo player Earl Scruggs. After 4 years of immaculate recordings, Flatt and Scruggs committed the ultimate sin and left Monroe in 1948. He didn't speak to either of them for 23 years. He sang more and more lead vocals, and his stabbing tenor became the core of what is invariably described as the high, lonesome sound. One of the best aspects of the grand anthology called The Music of Bill Monroe from 1936 to 1994 is that it provides a covert psycho-history of Monroe. You can hear how perseverance and betrayal loom large in his mind and his singing.
I'm going down this long, lonesome road, Lord, Lord. I'm going down this long, lonesome road. Going down this long, lonesome road, Lord, Lord.
A major difference between bluegrass and its peer honky-tonk country is that bluegrass songs tend to avoid the sordid modern take on themes like factory work, adultery, alcoholism, and violence. Monroe stuck to an outlook that was rural and religious. Even when Monroe's bands are whooping it up with lightning exchanges of licks, they show an underlying reserve hard as a flint outcropping. The Music of Bill Monroe anthology recalls the fine B.B. King overview also put out by MCA, and that it should have a dozen more early sides to be definitive, but does a bang-up job spotlighting more recent, overlooked material. The Monroe faithful may not be surprised how little his vigor has faded on the last of these four CDs, but it's a revelation to us infidels. So is Monroe's vitality in the documentary High Lonesome, The Story of Bluegrass Music. With pace and timing that would impress Monroe, director Rachel Liebling swishes through vintage and recent performance footage from the Bluegrass Boys, the Osborne Brothers, Flat and Scruggs, The Seldom Seen, and others. The film loses its way a bit trying to follow bluegrass through the 70s and beyond, but Monroe simply grows more calmly patriarchal. The soundtrack to the movie is not what it should be, but for those who want a single CD overview of bluegrass, a new collection called Appalachian Stomp Bluegrass Classics on Rhino offers more milestones in one place than any other sampler right now.
Dark as the night and blue as the day, I'm lonesome, my darling, since you went away. Sometimes I wonder what made you stray. Dark as the night and blue as the day. Blue as the sky, there's blues in my heart. It's dark outside since we've been apart. Oh, tell me, please tell me why you betrayed.
Through it all, Bill Monroe has endured. Through colon cancer and open-heart surgery, busted marriages and broken hips, he's a miracle of nature and an inspiration to us all. You watch him exchange steps with some kiddie dancers on the High Lonesome movie, and you think, this guy is just too much. But you can't get enough of him.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The music of Bill Monroe from 1936 to 1994 is on MCA Records. The documentary High Lonesome has been released on video by Shanaki.